Guelph Today received the following letter to the editor from Mike Marcolongo of the Guelph Tiny Homes Coalition. We've all heard the question, if a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a sound? Since it is an effective interrogation on observations and perception. The question for a lot of Guelph residents these days is, if unhoused folks are no longer visible in our community, have they been housed? Again, another question about observations and perception, but one that unfortunately hits close to home. For folks who have taken it upon themselves to assist folks in encampments across the city of Guelph, including members of the Guelph Tiny Homes Coalition, the answer to the question is, encampments may be less visible but people continue to be unhoused. And the problem isn't getting better. These are someone's brothers, fathers, sisters, and aunts. A survey by the County of Wellington in late October 2024 identified that a minimum of 335 individuals were experiencing homelessness in Wellington County at the time of the survey. The county also recently reported that of the 169 spaces available as shelter spaces, 46% of shelter beds were vacant each night in November compared to 51% in October. If only half or 84 shelter beds are being occupied during the same month that the survey was conducted that indicated that 335 individuals are experiencing homelessness, shouldn't that give our housing administrators at the county pause? Why are the majority of homeless folks not using the stepping stone shelter options, instead preferring to live outdoors, in parkade stairwells, squatting in empty buildings or couch surfing? Yet, the county keeps focusing its efforts to support one model and only one service provider. When the province of Ontario recently announced more funding to assist with homelessness, the county applied for additional funds for the temporary accommodations at a leased facility, Norfolk Manor, and for encampment site restorations. As a result of that funding application, the County of Wellington will be receiving over $1.3 million to continue supporting one model and only one service provider whose shelter beds were 46% vacant each night in November. Is this a case of an administration doing the same thing over and over but expecting different results? Stepping Stone is currently the city's only provider of emergency shelter, and they are certainly doing the best they can given the circumstances. This service provider also needs to be applauded for relaxing their rules of late by allowing some unhoused folks to bring pets while accommodating others previously banned from attending their premises. The reality is that within the city of Guelph and the county, there aren't enough options for our community's unhoused folks. We need more trauma-informed transitional options where folks are able to keep their belongings and rebuild their lives. So why isn't the county entertaining other options? 6 months ago, Guelph City Council unanimously voted in favor of a motion asking the County of Wellington to report back on how a tiny homes project could fit in the housing continuum. Isn't a review of how tiny homes could serve as an interim option until such time that more permanent supportive housing is built a fair question? There has been nothing but silence from Wellington County on the City of Guelph's motion. Maybe the tree didn't fall in the forest? Or is no one around? Mike Marcolongo for the Guelph Tiny Homes Coalition.